Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up tomorrow on the show, who is the next Harry Reid going to be in the state of Nevada? That all-controlling, powerful,
deal maker. And will it be a Republican or will it be a Democrat? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, he's running for governor. And he's up in Idaho vacationing over the holidays. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just a touch after 2:30 right now as we check out our traffic cams all over the Las Vegas Valley. And some of the heaviest flows right now on area freeways are on Interstate 15, mainly through the Resort Corridor, northbound at Sahara, southbound 15 at Oakey. You'll tap the brakes there. 15 south at the 215 interchange. A little bit of congestion. And those lane restrictions downtown, that's through a construction zone, and only two lanes are available. So you're going to have to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. You're only averaging about 30 miles per hour through there between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That's on Interstate 515, both directions.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Our year in review takes us back to February 7th.
In a year where everything has been different, one thing remains the same. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl champion again for the record-setting seventh time. We've just hit zeros and it's over. The Buccaneers have beaten the defending champion Chiefs 31-9.
The call from Westwood One Sports as Tampa Bay defeats Kansas City 31-9 in the Super Bowl for Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady. He earns his fifth Super Bowl MVP award. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This sports flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
Shh, this is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you. From transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, holidays are a great time to get together with friends and family, and that's what John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, does. They have like 30 grandkids, supposedly, and they all get together in Idaho over the Christmas holidays. I had a chance to visit with the mayor. In fact, he called us from Idaho, of all places. And I asked him for his reaction to the death of Harry Reid and his relationship with the longtime 30-year veteran U.S. senator. This is from earlier today on Live and Local.
Well, you know, wonderful. I will say this before I get into Harry for a second. The Democratic Party in Nevada lost their center. When I say that, the party was around Harry. I have no idea what their parties are going to look like in the future. But when Harry was there, he kind of had a tight rein on the party. But the thing I appreciated about Harry was I enjoyed working with him on Nevada issues. I don't know what happened in Washington and all the big federal issues, but I can give you a couple examples of where Harry Reid really came to bat for the residents of North Las Vegas and the whole state of Nevada. One is Harry and I got together, decided, I went to him and said, we need a shooting range in southern Nevada, and Clark County can't afford it. None of the cities can afford it, and we don't have any land. And Harry got it set up that we got 3,000 acres from the BLM on the northern alluvial skirt of the mountain there. I went back to Washington, testified, and we were able to move that bill through the House and then through the Senate. We got the 3,000 acres, and then during the public lands sale of Southern Nevada Public Lands Act, we were able to get $49 million out of that to use towards, you know, the environmental impact of people were just going out in the desert and shooting their rifles and getting ready for deer season, and families are out there. But at the same time, there was people out mountain biking in the desert or four-wheel drive, A-B-ing and stuff like that. We were able to stop people taking, you know, TVs out in the dump and, I mean, making a dump out of the desert, killing cactus with shotguns. He was an environmentalist. He really sunk his teeth into that project. Another one was, my second one to tell you, now that you bring it up, across the street from the VA hospital, which Congressman Shelley Berkeley worked so hard on, he was able to get us 600 acres, 150 of it, directly across the street from the VA hospital. So we've got 150 acres right now we're in development on that's going to bring in tons of medical into our valley. There's 10,000 people a month hitting the VA hospital right now. It is perfectly set there. I called him up one day and said, Harry, if you want to help me get North Las Vegas out of this hole, I need to get that piece of property across the street so we can develop and it won't be housing. And within a matter of weeks, he switched the land bill around and got that property for us in southern Nevada. And then the third thing was that Lake Tahoe, he was a huge proponent of keeping Lake Tahoe, the clarity and the beauty of Lake Tahoe. And the TRPA, the Tahoe Reno Planning Agency, up there was just draconian in how they would treat people. And we were able to make some changes to that, and nothing to do with clarity or water or beauty or anything like that. It was just some Marxist group of people who just wanted to shut down everything up there. And anyway, we got that all fixed up, and we got, you know, people had old hotels there. Motels were falling apart. That because we were in the pack with California, we couldn't do anything because we'd get outvoted all the time. Anyway, with my legislation and Harry's support, we were able to make sure Lake Tahoe was able to start moving and beautifying some of the properties there to make it more wonderful for tourist situations. So I have a huge amount of respect for what Harry did. And I was on the High-Level Nuclear Waste Committee for Nevada. I am totally against bringing in the high-level nuclear waste into Yucca Mountain. So those four things right there, I want to remember how Harry helped Nevada. I understand people, some like him, some didn't like him, but in those four instances, he was there for Nevada, and I appreciated him for that.
Well, and he had the ability to get things done. One of the complaints you hear about Washington today is that they can't get anything done. They can't get anything through the Senate. The House of Representatives is almost on lockdown itself, but that he had an ability to get things done. The property purchases and things like that, just a couple of examples.
I agree, and great for us. I don't know when we'll ever have somebody with that kind of seniority again. He obviously filled the void for quite a long time there for Nevada, finally getting in leadership positions. And, you know, and he did so much to help us in Nevada, you know. So I appreciated his Nevada spirit.
Did you ever get on his bad side? Were there issues where you did disagree?
No, we never disagree. I'm a man, he's a man. We'd talk about things. I'd say, Harry, I don't agree with that. You know what I mean? And here's why. And he'd talk to me, and I'd talk to him. It was never like I threatened him or he threatened me, because we were working on things that were for people, you know, and I didn't get involved in all the other stuff that he was doing. I kind of focus on my job and work, you know, on what I'm trying to accomplish. And no, it was always wonderful. I had a wonderful relationship with him, and I think he's got a wonderful family.
Indeed. We're talking about the passing of Harry Reid. Let me move to a broader question, and that is the passing of 2021 and looking ahead to 2022. Tell me from a North Las Vegas standpoint, what it was, what 2021 was all about. Was it good?
Boy, it was a great year. We did $1 billion worth of permitting in North Las Vegas. We are just changing the whole, we're diversifying the economy of Southern Nevada and North Las Vegas. Our other sister cities are doing a great job, but with Apex and everything that we've got going, what I am finding out is sometimes as you move as quick as I move, you need to be prepared to look ahead. So you pay John Lee to know where the city's going to be 10 years from now, like I'll do when I work for the state if I get that governor's position. But I'm finding out that there's a lot of people now that can't get into starter homes or apartments or things that are just getting priced out of the market. We've got two companies in Nevada, especially Clark County. One is Boxable in North Las Vegas, and the other is Don Ahern's Extreme Manufacturing, and they're building homes now that are a lot less. They're portable. You can move them onto a site. You can drop them down. You can buy them for $100,000. You can make a little small community, put a beautiful wall around it, big pine trees. No one would know it was inside the homeowners association. But we need to get, you know, or people who are retiring might want it to. We need to get cheaper housing for our new families and you know, our retirees and people that are moving here to help us with all this manufacturing. We've got to figure out a way to solve that problem. So that's with the blessing, that's the responsibility. The other thing is I'm going to bring up to you, Kevin, is with all this, it will be someday busier between Cheyenne and the 215 than it used to be between Charleston and Sahara on the old I-15 before they did all the changes. So what I'm trying to figure out now is the supply plane, supply chain issues. We're going to have a lot of trucks moving through Southern Nevada, and we need to make sure that, you know, we need to increase the weight limit just a little bit so they can put more loads. These trucks can take more loads. They're just hampered by state law. We can maybe do some emergency measures right now and get these trucks bringing in more product, you know. We need another thing. I'll give you an idea. Is we got independent truckers. They'll drive from here to California or from California to here. And we need to do like an Uber approach where they can say, I'm coming in and dropping a load here. Is there somebody that needs me to go on back to California? You could Uber a truck and have it loaded up and then take it back to California.
There you have it. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, GOP candidate for governor, and a good guy to boot. Stay where you are. Lots to do. We are sprinting to the finish line. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up 3:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Harry Reid in his own words in an interview before he left Congress, before he left the Senate, talking about changes to the Senate during his 30 years.
Senator Harry Reid, thank you for talking to C-SPAN about the history of the Senate. And I want to start with where the Senate fits in society today. What role does it have and what role should it have?
Well, the Senate has always in the history of our country had a role in what goes on, going back to the very early days of this republic. And it's probably more visible to everyone now because of having TV on the Senate floor. Prior to that, it was all done with journalists, and now it's done by senators themselves and their staffs who can do a much easier job of putting information out than they used to be able to.
But what is the function of the Senate? What should people think about why it matters to their lives?
Well, I think that most people don't think about it that much, And I think the way government operates on a state level, national level, that unless you're closely involved, people just don't pay that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Should they? Is it significant to them?
No, I don't think so. I think that people have a basic understanding of how the Senate works. We learn that in school. But as far as watching it every day, there are some people do that. I'm aware of that through your good offices. But I think that people will watch it, no matter what we say or anyone else says, when it's important to them. There are issues that come up here that are important, and they watch it very closely at that time. Otherwise, I don't think people watch it that closely.
There you have it. There you have it. Harry Reid, rest in peace. There you go. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me. But it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old. Yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
COVID numbers are on the rise, Omicron on the rise, and gentleman Jim Dallas has some breaking news, some new numbers that are out about post-Christmas. numbers, and it's not good.
Not good for New York City, because they have some of the strictest